Hello, everyone, and welcome to Inside the Studio on iHeartRadio. My name is Jordan Runtog, but enough about me. My guest today hails from the great state of Texas. She first exploded on streaming platforms with dancey anthems like Pretty Girl and Obsessed, but her new EP is something very different. Called Paranoia, it's dark and twisted, brimming with intensity and anxiety, and I mean that in the best way. She's traded the electropop of prior work for fuzzed-out electric guitar and heavy drums, which match the gritty mood of tracks like Knife Under My Pillow, Scissorhands, and Loner. She's a horror movie fan, in case you haven't guessed, but the songs also come from a deeply personal place. She says that the tracks are more authentically her than anything she's released to date. With Paranoia, she's revealed her true self as one of the most exciting alternative artists out there. I'm so happy to welcome Maggie Lindemann.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. No, thank you.
Well, before we start, I gotta ask, how are you? Gotta do the quarantine check-in. Feeling good, happy, healthy?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm definitely very over quarantine, but I'm doing good. I'm good.
You recently released your first EP, Paranoia. As a high-strung guy who just lived through 2020, this title resonates with me immensely. I wanted to know, what does it mean for you? Where did that title come from?
So I started writing this EP in 2019, and in 2018, 2019, I lived in this house and I was always so paranoid. I don't know why. I just, like, in big spaces where there's a lot of rooms or just like a lot of spaces, I get really paranoid. And like Knife Under My Pillow is obviously about like my paranoia that I was feeling at the time. And I don't know, I just felt like it was like a really reoccurring theme in my life. So I actually had a different title at first and I just never felt like it was correct. And then after writing Knife, when I heard the word paranoia, I was like, yeah, that's perfect.
I mean, I also read you're a big horror movie fan. So, I mean, maybe in a lot of ways, maybe that probably doesn't help.
Oh, either. Yeah, no, definitely doesn't help.
In one interview, you summed up the sound of the EP as, in three words, pop, rock, and crazy, which I love all of that. I was wondering if you could elaborate more on the sounds.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I don't know, it's like alternative rock, but it's also pop. And I don't know, it's just like crazy because, I don't know, it's like nothing I've done before and it's just super different. And I don't know, it's like the lyrics are really... Some of the lyrics are like sad or, you know, darker, but then the sound around it is like exciting and fun and upbeat. So it's cool because it's like even the sad songs aren't like sad songs.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you, the sound is so different from some of the more dance pop stuff from a few years back, like Pretty Girl and Obsessed. Like, what made you sort of decide to switch it up and go down this route with sort of the heavier drums and electric guitars and stuff like that?
Well, when I very first started making music, I was making like alternative pop music, and I wanted to go in an even more alternative lane with my music, but, you know, being so young in an industry and not really knowing anything about yourself yet or like who you are or like what you want to do and only knowing you want to make music, you know, when someone's like, no, you should do this, you're kind of just like, okay, cool, like I'm down. So I was kind of just down to do it, and I felt like at the time it was fun, but it very quickly got to a point where I just wasn't enjoying singing the songs and I just wasn't enjoying like performing, and it just always felt like there was like a disconnect between me and my music. So I grew up listening to rock and pop punk, and my whole family is a rock family, and I don't know, there's just something about rock music that is just so different for me, and listening and performing now, it just, there's just like a clear night and day difference of how I feel now, the music I'm making.
Do you feel that women entering the music industry sort of automatically get shoved into more of a pop lane off the bat? It's like, it's almost a given, which I always found really strange. I mean, was it sort of hard to be like, no, I want to rock, I want to scream? Like the track Gaslight, for example, which has those, are those screams you, or was that, because I know it's a collaboration with Sick Brain.
Those are sick, that's Sick Brain.
Oh my God, that's an amazing song. I mean, just the passion in it is so great. Tell me more about that song. It's a kiss-off song, it's a breakup song. Tell me more about that track.
So me and Sick Brain are best friends in real life. So I one day was just like, dude, like, I love your music. I've always wanted to scream on a song, but like, I don't know if I ever want to scream or like if I'm ready to do that at least. So I was just like, do you want to make a song? And she was like, dude, yeah, let's do it. And so we went to the studio and like finished the song in like 2 hours. It was really quick. I don't know, she's just really talented, and just because we know each other so well in real life, I felt like it was just like a very natural thing.
Is that normal for you to work that quickly?
Not always. I feel like lately, actually, though, yeah, like I've been working really quickly. But other songs like Different took like 2 days to finish, which is like, I think the longest one, but
still pretty fast.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Different took like 2 writing days to finish. And then like Scissor Hands took like so many days because we just kept switching it up so many times. But I think like in general, yeah, I feel like I do write songs pretty fast. I don't know. I feel like the teams I work with are always just like, they know me so well. So we just usually get stuff done really quick.
I wanted to ask you about Scissor Hands. I mean, just classic movie. I want to know, do you relate to that character, this guy taken from his home and dropped into this like eerily perfect place? In my mind, I thought about you leaving Texas for LA. Like maybe I'm reading too much into it, but.
No, yeah, I love the story behind the movie. And I always felt like I related to him, just like doing everything for someone that you love. And then it kind of like fucks you over and you like are in this place that you don't even want to be. You were kind of like taken from and you're like, now you're here. So you got to make the best of it kind of thing. I don't know. I always felt like I kind of related to him in a lot of ways. And I also just like love that movie and I love the aesthetics and everything. I just love the movie.
So it's like kind of a theme on the album too. I mean, with Scissor Hands, you also have Loner, which is a song that has a message that I feel like we've been hearing a lot in the past year with quarantine and lockdown, with the whole like, it's okay to not be okay right now. Yeah. Like you can live with those feelings for a moment. I want to ask you more about where that song came from for you.
Yeah, so I actually wrote that song before quarantine, and it's funny because now it like makes even more sense. But I actually wrote that song like I think December of 2019, and I don't know, I was just feeling, I get really bad seasonal depression, and I was just feeling really, really lonely. And like, even though I have so many people around me that love me, I was still feeling this like loneliness. So I don't know, I wanted to turn it into something that wasn't so negative and more of just like this positive thing of, yeah, I'm a loner, but I like it that way. Like, I don't know, I feel like if you're a loner and you can be by yourself and like spend time by yourself, that's actually really cool because a lot of people can't spend time with themselves. So I don't know, I just wanted to make it a positive.
Get out of songwriting? I mean, is it therapeutic for you? How does it make you feel better? I'm always curious by people who are sort of blessed with the ability to write, like what it does for them.
Yeah, it's really therapeutic. I definitely get like relief out of sessions. And also it's cool because it's like therapy, but then you get something cool out of it. And then you get to like live with it until you're no longer like feeling that feeling, which is really cool. But yeah, it always makes me feel better when I'm having bad days just to like get it out.
Have you been feeling in lockdown? Have you been feeling creative?
Yeah, so in the beginning of lockdown, I was like really not creative. Like I really wasn't feeling it. Because in the beginning, I kind of was like, oh, it's not going to last. Like I know everyone was kind of like, oh, this is just going to, you know, be like a couple weeks and then we're going to get back to normal. So I was kind of on that wave too. And in the first couple of weeks, I was just kind of vibing because I was like, cool, this is like a break. And I just get to like stay at home with my boyfriend and like watch movies all the time, which was really cool at first. But then I realized like very quickly that it was gonna last and that I'm really bored and like I needed to do something. So I think like later on I started getting inspired again, and now I'm still on the wave of it being inspired. So I've been just making so much music in quarantine.
Oh, that is great too. That was what I was gonna ask you too. Are you more inspired by looking inward at yourself and your emotions, or looking outward and more observational, or both, or a mix of both?
Definitely looking inward. I write everything about stuff that's going on with me. Sometimes I'll try to write stuff that's like, I always ask, like when I don't have something to talk about in a session, I'll be like, oh, what are you guys going through right now? But I don't know, I always feel like writing about myself is just more, I don't know, I feel like more of a connection, obviously.
What is your recording process been like in the last year or so in lockdown? Has it been a home studio setup or like a Zoom situation or?
Yeah, so at the beginning of quarantine, I had my home studio set up. So I was like recording everything and then sending it. But then I would start to like, I'm still doing Zoom sessions. Like I've only been really doing Zoom sessions. But then like I have my one producer, like I'll go to and record something with him if we want to get it like, you know, crisp and something good. Like It's Not Your Fault and Crash and Burn were songs I did on Zoom sessions, and then I like went in and recorded them. But it's kind of different with everyone, like obviously like still respecting COVID and people's like, you know, boundaries and everything with everything going on.
And on this EP, you started co-producing, I think Different, the track Different, you co-produced. How's that experience been for you, having more control over the sound and just in all of that?
It was cool. I was really involved in the production process of this EP because I was so obviously coming from like pop music, I really wanted to make it perfect and like make sense. And I don't know, I just had so many influences that I wanted to bring in. So with Different, Different was actually the first song we made on the EP. And I don't know, I was just like so on top of that production because that was like the first song. So that was going to set the tone for everything else that I was doing. So me and Cody just worked on that production for like so long, and he just helped me and taught me like certain words and like what to do. And yeah, he's really helpful.
And that track was written, correct me if I'm wrong, like after a pretty freaky experience when you were in Malaysia during a concert and the concert was like shut down midway through. How much of that experience was played a role in the creation of the song?
Yeah, definitely when I got back, like I was just really experiencing a lot of emotions and feelings. And so Different was the first song I wrote. And I wrote it like a week after I got back, I think. And I don't know, it was just really helpful for me to like get in the studio and release everything I was feeling and talk about it with people that like, you know, were helping me and just like helping me also like be creative, because it really did stump me for a while. So it was cool to get back and do that.
What do you like to do when you're not making music to stay grounded in this last year? Things to watch, or yoga or meditation, or what's your favorite way to unwind when it's not music?
I've been playing a lot of video games lately. Like I always played video games, but over quarantine, I've definitely been playing more. Like I got a monitor and everything. So video games for sure.
Oh, what are you playing?
I play Call of Duty, and then I play like,
yes.
And then I play games like Stranded Deep and like weird games, like survival games.
Oh my god, that's so funny. I just got into my old N64, mm-hmm. that I haven't played in, you know, what, 15 years, 10
yeah.
years, something like that, which is like doing like little Mario Kart. It's funny the things that we like grab onto in times of stress, like which is this year has undoubtedly been. I mean, I've been listening yeah. to music I haven't listened to since high school.
Oh
and
yeah,
watching
same.
Old 90s and stuff. Yeah, what have you been listening to?
Oh, I've been listening to so much. I feel like, yeah, I definitely got back into a lot of music that I forgot about. Like songs I just completely forgot about. And also I've been listening to like new people too, like Wargasm I found over quarantine, and I love Wargasm. Like they're so sick. I've been listening to a lot of them.
I want to ask you more about horror movies. Like are you like, what are some of your favorites of those?
Oh my gosh, I love like early 2000s horror movies, like I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Yes.
But I also love, like, I don't know why, but I'm, this is probably like why I'm paranoid, but I'm really into like gory horror movies, because I feel like sometimes just scary, like pop-ups and stuff don't scare me. Like I need to watch like Green Inferno and like that's, and like then I'll be scared, you know?
Did you ever watch A Stir of Echoes? It's like kind of a weird.
I don't think so.
I think it's from like, it's like a late 90s, like in that era, like late 90s, early 2000s, mm-hmm. golden era of horror movie stuff. I think it was with Kevin Bacon. I remember seeing it. I haven't seen it in a long time, but I remember seeing it as a kid and then again in high school. And it scared me just as much when I was in high school as it did when I was a little kid. It was like truly terrifying.
I need to watch it.
I recommend it. I have a goofy question for you. What is a paranoia that you have that you can laugh at? Like for me, for whatever reason, I have no idea why, I am petrified of dead fish. Like live fish, I'm fine with. Dead fish, for some reason, like absolutely terrified of dead fish. I was wondering what your sort of funny fear is.
I'm absolutely terrified of the ocean in general, so I feel you. But what is something I'm weirdly paranoid about? I don't know. I'm like always, I mean, this is like a rational fear, but I'm always scared there's like someone in my car. I like when I'm driving, like I'll always check in my back seat,
oh, yeah.
like before I even get in the car, like as I'm getting in, like I'll just peek in there. But like while I'm driving, I'll like check, like I'll like throw my arm back there and just like make sure no one's back there, even though I've already checked like where they're gonna come from, you know. But I always do that. I don't know why.
Oh, I totally feel that. I've been living in New York for many, many, many years since college, and I just now in the past couple of months got my first car. And so I'm not used to parking a car on the street.
Like, oh,
I'm just,
yeah.
I'm not used to it. And so every time I get in, I'm like, you know, I feel the same way. I totally feel that.
Yeah, I do like the car sweep. Like make sure no one's in there.
Been obviously keeping incredibly busy during quarantine, not only making music, but you also started a podcast. I wanted to ask you more about that and how that's going.
It's good. I love doing it just because I like to talk. Like if it's not me talking to myself, like I just FaceTime people and I like need to talk to someone, just have so much energy. So it's cool because with the podcast, like, I'm just talking and then, like, people will listen. So it's been really cool. People always tell me, like, I need to be more on it because I just get so sidetracked. But I just made a new one and I'm going to do, like, a series about my EP. So that'll be really cool. That's coming up at some point.
Keep an ear out for that. I've also read that you're in the midst of working on an LP. Where are you at in the process with that?
Like, I already started it, but we're just kind of in the, like, beginning processes of it. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just something that I really want to do. I don't know. Really want to get into.
How do you feel that you've changed as an artist and a creative since starting your music career in, 2015?
I don't know. I feel really different. Obviously, like, I'm older. It's crazy. That was how many years ago? Like, 6 years ago at this point. So I started when I was 16 and I'm 22 now. And I don't know. I just feel like as an artist and just, like, as a person, I've just grown so much. And there's so many things that I've learned and experienced and in, like, my artistry and just who I am as a person. I feel like there's just such a dramatic change, like a positive change, but I don't know. I feel like everything is just better now for me. Like, I'm way more confident in what I'm doing and, like, I love the music I'm making and I'm excited about it. And, like, I don't know, I'm, like, genuinely happy doing it now. So it's cool.
What else does 2021 look like for you? What can fans look forward to?
Well, I hope that we're able to tour again, but I mean, obviously that's not, you know, we don't know. But I really want to tour. I really want to do, like, live shows, even if that's, like, over a live stream. I really want to do some more stuff with Swix, like some more drops, which I'm going to do. But I don't know. I want to do some, like, giveaway stuff. I want to just do some stuff that I can, like, interact with fans more. It's so hard right now because we can't go anywhere, but I really want to do more stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is filling that space that touring had for you? I mean, how are you staying in touch with fans? Is it mostly live streams and through social media for you?
Yeah, through social media. And then I'm, like, streaming on Twitch now. So, like, I get to talk to people on there because I hate streaming on Instagram Live. So I do it on Twitch. I don't know. And just, like, keeping up on my Instagram and, like, interacting with people and doing it that way, which it's still cool, but touring is just, like, a different experience.
Hopefully get you back out there soon. My last question has been my last question for everybody I've talked to in the last year, and it's been really interesting to hear everybody's very different answers. If you could snap your fingers and have everything go back to normal, whatever your definition of normal is, say this time in 2019, what would be the first thing that you would do? Either places you'd go to eat, people you'd hug, trips you'd take, what would be the first thing that you would do?
I would definitely go to a club, like a packed club, disgusting club. And then after that club or before that club, I would go to a concert in the pit and be next to sweaty people. I just want to be around people and I want to be at concerts and I just want to be out so bad. I'm such, like, a social, like, I love to be out. So quarantine is definitely, like, getting to me.
I gotta ask, you're at the club, what song comes on? What are you dancing to?
Oh my god, the club I used to go to, they're always playing, like, some throwback music. I don't know, they would always play, like, up in here.
Oh my god, yes.
Yeah, honestly, anything. I'll dance to absolutely anything. They can play anything right now, and I'll dance to it as long as I can be at the club.
Well, throw a little dance party in your living room for now, and hopefully we'll get you back there soon. Maggie, thank you so much for your time today. It's been such a pleasure.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for having me.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Inside the Studio, a production of iHeartRadio. For more episodes of Inside the Studio or other fantastic shows, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.